I'm Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. I want to be really clear. The allegation that Planned Parenthood profits in any way from tissue donation is not true.
And that was Cecile Richards, the executive director of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, last week, after a video came out, a video that purported to be a basically undercover video taken at a dinner, or luncheon rather, with a doctor in California. And part of the discussion there was about procuring for payment fetal tissue that would be donated. Here in Michigan, this has stirred the pot as well. This is something Planned Parenthood said is not done in the state of Michigan. They don't do this with donated tissue from those who would undergo a legal abortion procedure, but that has not stopped state senators Pavlov and, of course, our own Rick Jones here in mid-Michigan from wanting to pursue an investigation into the practices of Planned Parenthood, which receives a lot of money from the federal government. Now there's been another video that has been released in this case. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, New York City, with the latest on this. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
So the second video, also from the state of California, now with, I believe, a medical president of the Medical Directors Council for Planned Parenthood. What does this one go into?
Well, this one is the second one that's been put out by the Center for Medical Progress, which is this is the pro-life activist group behind these videos. And it does feature a woman identified as Dr. Mary Gatter, as you mentioned, president of Planned Parenthood Medical Directors Council until last year. She now works in a leadership and advisory position locally and nationally of, with Planned Parenthood. But over drinks, it shows her as well as the activists discussing specimen prices, eventually getting settled at $100 for intact tissue. At one point, she then turns to the woman seated on her right, pats her on the shoulder, and laughs and says, I want a Lamborghini. And she's asked to repeat the statement, and Dr. Gatter says again, I said I want a Lamborghini. Now, keep in mind, it's against federal law to sell fetal body parts. Planned Parenthood says it maintains it donates the specimens and charges only for the expenses it incurs. Planned Parenthood has also released a statement about this. They say the video is heavily edited, released by activists who have been widely discredited, according to their vice president of communications. The senior counsel for Planned Parenthood actually had written a letter July 20th to Representative Fred Upton of Michigan, almost kind of forecasting a release of the new video yesterday. And it said, we don't know what the center will release next, but we know enough to be deeply concerned about the infiltration of Planned Parenthood and its facilities.
Infiltrate, that's an interesting word there. So
So
how far do you think, Tanya, any idea with how far this can go? Because I understand Planned Parenthood is concerned that there may be a lot more of these videos with other personnel. And it's hard to say we don't do this if a lot of, not just one person, but a lot of different ranking people with the organization are discussing this on video, no matter how that video is procured.
Well, the Center for Medical Progress, the project lead, told Fox News that the group has at least 12 really solid videos among thousands of hours of footage. So that's probably why Planned Parenthood is worried that there may be more to come.
All right. They may have a very long summer indeed. Tanya J. Powers, live from New York City, Fox News Radio. We appreciate your time this morning, Tanya.
Sure. Thanks.
All right. More. You know, there is more on this. Let's listen to some of this video. That's a long video, and we don't have the time to go through all of it, but it is readily available online should you want to do so. Now, Planned Parenthood says there's been clever editing here and clever editing there. There may be. And I've done a lot of that in my own life, not with this kind of a video, but I've done it with investigative. And sometimes, as long as you, I want to put this correctly, as long as you don't deliver a falsehood, if you move up the timeline to something that was not germane, doesn't change any of the material facts of a story, or couch it in any way, that sometimes the edits are good. And that's part of what television news is all about. But when you purport to show, here's the raw video, and you still have people saying there are edits done here, then that makes me ask questions about it. But this is a edited portion, just a small portion, that was released by this Center for Medical Progress. Take a listen.
What would you expect for intact tissue? What sort of compensation? What sort of...
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you used to pay?
$100
We'll be exhibiting at the Medical Directors Council meeting in a couple of weeks. So I don't know if you'll be attending.
I'm now the president of that organization.
Oh.
Thank you for giving it to me. It's 800 a year with 60 in the second trimester. And we're just starting to talk about how the process works.
Just to be clear, there's some edits that were done here by the makers of this video for dramatic effect on the video that's hard to take up on the audio. We'll listen to a little bit here. It's difficult to hear the back and forth, but check it out.
Lay out for them what our program's going to be like. And the mechanics of it was that Heather, a Novogenics person, would come to the site and our staff would sign the patients up and get consent, and then Heather would look at the tissue and take what she required. So it was logistically very easy for us. We didn't have to do anything. So it was compensation for this. And there was a discussion as I was leaving. They had been paying by the case.
All right.
And there was some discussion.
You know, and look, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to cut it off there, not because I don't think it's worthy of viewing or because I think it just makes for difficult audio here with the radio. So, and that's on our end. But the filmmakers, this is better as a video in the presentation, but it is available online. You can look at the whole thing. And I'm not sure where it goes. I mean, they may have 11 or 12 other videos, but, you know, how they roll these out. I mean, I think there are legitimate questions to be asked about this either way. You know, the Center for Medical Progress, who the heck are they? You know, what is their ultimate agenda? Is it strictly anti-abortion agenda? Do they have, are they truth tellers here? You know, running with, you know, some kind of journalistic mantle. I think that's very debatable. So, you know, you have to make up your own mind with this. But it's hard to get the just the audio. And even with the good audio, quote unquote, from this, you know, it's tricky on the radio. And that's just that's just logistical fact of the matter. So we have more coming up here on the Morning Wake Up. And this also includes audio. This will not be as difficult to decipher in here. And again, we'll ask you to kind of make up your own mind, but it's something you're going to be seeing quite a lot of over the next 24 hours, I believe. And it's kind of a tease there. And it's not a very pretty picture either. So we'll have that coming up. Morning Wake Up, we continue, 1320 WILS.